when I watched some of the stuff against the Warriors, and then I see what they looked like against the Pistons with DeMar DeRozan back, they're so much slower.
Yep.
And I really get it now. When I see how well they played against the Warriors, I know it didn't. It was very close up until the fourth quarter.
It was close even in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, up until the, let's say, the second half of the fourth
quarter. Up until the buzzer.
No, you're overrating that. No, they won by 14. They didn't just. They didn't just score 14 straight points. They're different. They're not. They're not the same team that they were last year.
But your point being what?
They. It seems like in 1 year they aged three. But what I was going to say is, every single time DeMar DeRozan had an isolation fadeaway mid range, I found myself saying, no, no, don't take that. And usually, before he was injured, I would just be like, DeMar's doing DeMar stuff, and he'll score. LaVine jersey is falling behind you, by the way. But
sick of this.
I need a better system for the jersey other than masking tape. I got to figure something out there.
But now, after seeing them without him and hearing the Vooch quote and seeing what Vooch did without DeMar, I'm curious to see what this team would look like without him. And I think he's a great guy. He's a great mentor for the younger guys. I know what he's done for Io, and he's been to a few G League games, and he's always around the guys. But I'm interested to see what they look like without him. And I want to see the young guys really take over this team. And I'm still considering Zach LaVine to be on the younger side, because compared to DeRozan, he plays a much younger game. Mm-hmm. He's looked a lot better this month, I'll say, with his springiness. He's lifting better. It doesn't seem like he's only doing it at certain times where he's like, okay, I have to gather myself to do this. It seems like he's constantly going for the athletic play rather than the passive, I'm just going to take my backboard fade away from 10 feet out.
Well, part of it is because he's got this swollen knuckle on his hand. I remember there was the controversy over whether he said he had a torn ligament again in his hand, and the team
was weird.
And the team had to step out and deny it. But it is something is clearly affecting him. The good news is he's making the right basketball decision. And that's go to the basket. When you can get to the basket at will, do
especially
that.
Against a slower team.
And he did. But I tend to agree with you about the pace with which they play and the number of times they've got to slow down to accommodate DeMar's turns, for lack of a better word. And back to you alluded to what Vucevic said about being able to get to his spots and being able to be in the flow of the offense. We also saw in Patrick Williams' 30
minutes. I was just going to say.
We saw a pretty efficient game. It's not quite the volume of production.
And that's because of DeRozan. I seriously think that DeRozan hinders his development a little bit. And every single time DeRozan gets doubled at the top of the key, it seems like 9 out of 10 times it's always Patrick's guy. And he never gives him the ball when he's wide open in the corner. Like, he will make that shot. If it's a wide-open corner three, I'll say he makes that 50% of the time, if not more.
That's pretty high. It's probably
Nobody around him?
Unguarded? Three. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the numbers. But
He's one of their best shooters. He's a really good three-point shooter. And DeRozan never gives it to him. Never. It's so frustrating to watch that. And he could do so much off of that. Instead of sitting in the corner when DeRozan gets doubled, maybe he could cut. But DeRozan would have to start passing him the ball for him to start doing things like that, because the defense knows that he's not going to pass it, so they're just going to double him every time. But if DeRozan, you know, half the time gives him that ball, it'll create so many things. Then he'll be able to back cut. Then he'll be able to pump fake and take off and then hit another guy who's open for a three. He just stops the ball. And when you have young talent around you, I think that's the last thing you want, is to not share it with everyone and give everyone a turn when everybody else can also make a play around you. even though I know you're DeMar DeRozan, but other guys can make plays, and I just want him to share the ball a little bit.
Well, that's part of what we're talking about with the it's part of what Vucevic was talking about with the flow of the offense. And that's just where they are. And we've learned what life is like with DeMar DeRozan on your team. And there are going to be times where he's going to have to do his things and other people are going to have to watch a little bit.
No, I get it.
You know, it just, and he'll score 25 points a game that you're probably going to need. But again, this all gets back to what the theme of these 11 episodes of this podcast has largely been, of where it all fits in the macro as well as the micro. It's not just next trip down the floor. It's where is this all going? And until we hear a vision for what they want this team to be, other than just kind of competitive enough as if that's its own goal, I would need to hear more. I want to know how it all fits and why it all fits together in the way it does. But I do think the seeing what Vucevic did without DeMar was certainly interesting. That's one of those things in a season where with that performance, a career tying his career high, adding the 13 rebounds, hitting all those threes, and then hearing what he said afterwards. That's one thing you put a pin in that. And I wonder if other teams around the league are thinking about that as well when they see him have that kind of effectiveness.